Lord, we give all the glory. And we say thank you for your faithfulness to us all this morning as we are gathered in your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your Holy Spirit who is in our midst. Lord, we bless you as you guide us through your word. Thank you as you open the eyes of our understanding anew to behold great and wondrous things in your word. Thank you, Lord, for the revelation knowledge of your glory. Thank you, Lord of glory, as you flood us with your wisdom, with your knowledge, with your understanding, power and might, counsel and fear of God. Thank you, Lord of glory, that we drink anew of the river of your spirit, even as we hear the word of life. For your word is life and spirit. Thank you, Lord of glory, as you fill us anew this morning. Thank you, Lord of glory, for your grace to be hearers and doers of your word. Lord, we bless you that we won't live here the same way as we have come. Thank you for speaking the word of your power into every area of our lives. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And everyone says, Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we in Romans chapter 4? Please, let's take it from verse 16 to 17. Please, let's go. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. And so again, we see, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. We all know Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 says, by faith we have access into grace. And grace is the power of God, the might, the strength. And it is God's divine ability that does all things according to his word. And it is also favor. And so again, you see, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, because faith accesses the grace of God. By faith do we have access, do we have the abundant power of God flowing into our lives. And we all know faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so again, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. See again, to the end the word of God might be sure, be made manifest to all the seed. And so we see faith and grace, that is the power to perform, power to make manifest the promises of God. You can see faith and the manifestation by the power of God, they are linked, they are inseparable. And so again, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. And so we see three things there. The faith, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, as we are hearing the word of promise, for the word of God is also called the word of promise. As we are hearing the word of promise, faith is flowing, and that faith enables us to access grace, grace that will make the promise sure, or that will manifest the promise in our lives. And so again, we see the three are related. You cannot separate one from the other. If you are not hearing the word of promise, also called the word of God, faith will not flow. And if faith is not flowing, we won't have access to power, the power of God that will make manifest in our lives the word of promise. And so again, we see the three are linked. Let's look at verse 17 now. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Look at that. Even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. This sentence is telling us a divine attribute of God. We serve a God who calleth the things that be not as though they were. And remember, God is faith. Please, let's open to Hebrews chapter 12. We are coming back there. So it is explaining to you and I the God kind of faith, how God, who is faith, operates in his faith. He is the faith of himself. He is the word of himself. God and his word are one and the same. And we all know one very vital point. It is very important for us to believe God if we want to have anything to do with God. And it is a sin not to believe God. We have to understand these vital things. And so it is very important for us to keep hearing the word of God. For as we are hearing the word of God, God himself pours forth faith from within himself for us to believe his words that we are hearing. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we believe and therefore speak. And so again, the faith that flows from God enables you and I to believe the word of God. The faith of God is specific to his very word. And so it is important for us to keep hearing the word of God daily in the in our homes, and to also come to the congregation of the saints to hear the word of God, all under the guardians of the Holy Ghost. And so again, the faith of God is specific to God, is specific to the word of God. And that's why the scripture says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith would not come from God if we are not hearing his word. Poor finale. Please, let's look at Hebrews chapter 12. Let's read verse 2. Let's zero down to verse 2. Please, let's go. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And so again, looking unto Jesus, who is the source, the author, from him comes faith. He is faith. He is one with his Father. As he is faith, so is the Father. As the Father is faith, so is the Son. And we know that the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of faith, because he is the Spirit of Jesus. He is the same glory. He is the same Spirit, the same one. The fullness of the Father is in the Son and in the Holy Ghost given to us. God is one and same. And so again, please, let's go back to Romans chapter 4. And so we have seen it that faith, God is faith. Faith, remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for. And God consists of all things. And so again, you see, God is faith. The faith we're talking about is God himself, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, God comes upon us as we continue to hear his word, as we are attentive to his word, as we are hearing his word, he will flow the word of himself, he will flow himself unto you and I, because we're hearing his word. And that part that he flows unto you and I, that will help us to believe him who is speaking, believe his word, is called faith. And so again, we are quite clear that God is faith. Let's go back to Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Please, let's read it again. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And so again, we see God, who is faith, he calleth the things which be not as though they were. He calleth the things that be not as though they were. And he expects you and I to be like him as he is. So are we in this world. And so the God kind of faith, God who is our faith, God who is our God, he calleth the things which be not as though they were. And that is why his name is also called the Amen. It is done. As soon as he speaks, it is done. Amen. And so you see the God we serve, he calls the things that be not as though they were. Please, let's open to let's look at Genesis chapter 1, so that we will understand this particular divine character and nature of God. God speaks and it is done. God will not speak the negative. He will not speak things that are wrong. He speaks solution. He speaks solution, and the solutions to things that he speaks, immediately he speaks them, it is done. It is done. It is yea and amen. And so again, we see the God we serve, he speaks forth himself and it is done. He speaks forth himself and it is done. Please, let's read from Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3. Please, let's go. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. And he said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen and amen. So we see a key. Darkness was upon the deep, and he who is our God is light. And he spake, let there be light. He did not say, look at this darkness. Look at this darkness. It is darkness. It is dark. It is dark. It is dark. No, he spake the solution. You can see the God we serve, faith. He is faith. He calleth the things that be not. Light was not then, when the scripture says darkness was upon the deep. What he saw was darkness, but he did not speak darkness. He called forth the light that be not at that moment. And when he said, let there be light, light be. So our God, who is faith, he calls the things that be not as though they are. And so when he spake, let there be light, light now superseded. Light now came forth. But remember, moment before he spake, it was darkness. He did not say darkness, darkness, darkness. No, he spake first what was not, which was light, and that light be. Faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. And so you can see the God kind of faith in operation. Let's open to Genesis chapter 17, and let's see the case of father of faith. Abraham himself and his wife were without a child, and look at what God said. God was not saying, Abraham, you have no child. Sarah, you are barren. Abraham, Sarah, you have no child. You have no child. No! Look at what he said. Please, let's look at Genesis chapter 17. You can take it from verse 4 to 7, but let's zero down to verse 5. Please, let's go. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. See a key? Calling him father of many nations have I made thee. And we saw it in Romans chapter 4 verse 17, that it was the same according as it is written. Even before he made the heavens and the earth, he has called Abraham a father of many nations. He has called Sarah a mother of many nations. So you can see that the God kind of faith does not speak the negative. He speaks forth the solution. His word, he speaks forth the solution. He was not screaming, oh, how will you be a father of many nations since you have no child? No, faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. Please, let's open to Mark chapter 5, and we'll also see the same thing. Mark chapter 5, let's zero down to verse 39. We all know the story. It was the story of Jairus, who went to our Lord Jesus Christ that he should come and heal his daughter. And while they were on the way, people came from the household of Jairus and said, look, don't waste your time, the child is dead. And of course, our Lord Jesus Christ told Jairus, do not fear, only believe. And so they continued to the house of Jairus. And look at what verse 39 says. As he got there, he met them weeping, crying that the child is dead, weeping. But look at verse 39. Look at what the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, said. Please, let's read it. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, why maketh ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. See a key? The damsel is not dead, but is sleeping. Faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. He didn't say, oh, is she really dead? Is she dead? Why are you weeping? Is she dead? No. Look at the God kind of faith, which we all have to start to learn to walk in. We have to come up higher in faith. We have to allow faith to increase in our hearts, to increase in our lives, so that we start to speak like our God. We start to call the things that be not as though they are. And I tell you, the things that be not are already written for us, the Bible. We have to start speaking forth the word of God. We have to start speaking the word of God to every situation of our lives. The word of God. God is the things that be not. And when we speak them into the things that we are going through, it will supersede. Just as he spake to that darkness, let there be light. He was not saying darkness, darkness, darkness. No, he said, let there be light, and light be. And so again, he says, the damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. Faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. Let's open to John chapter 11, and we will see what the Lord is telling you and I. We have to come up higher. We have to start speaking as people of faith. Faith, the God kind of faith. Faith, faith that calls the things that be not as though they are. We have to start walking in that God kind of faith. We have to come up higher. We have to come up higher. As he is, so are we in this world. We have to start calling the things that be not as though they are. And the things that be not, they are written for us. They are the word of God. The word of God. The word of God is the word of life. Is the same words God speak. And so when we start to speak, they will be made manifest. Just as he said, let there be light, and light be. Please, let's look at John chapter 11. We all know the story. It's the story of Lazarus. Let's zero down to verse 23. Lazarus was dead 3 days, was it 4 days dead? And here Christ came to the scene and look at what he said to Martha. The very first words. Please, let's read verse 23. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. He said, thy brother shall rise again. And we all know the end of the story. Lazarus was brought forth back to life. But look at a key. Look at what he said. The God kind of faith. Faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. He said, thy brother shall rise again. And it was so. If you read further down, he rose up again. He called him forth. And so faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. Look at verse 24. Even though Martha initially did not get it, she was referring to the final resurrection. But look at what Christ replied in verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, which will come into the world. And so again, he was saying, look, he is the faith, the one who calls things forth. The one who calleth the things that be not as though they are. He is the glory, the power of God that speaks and it is done. The amen. He is there in your midst and in our midst. And we give God all the glory that he is with us. He is dwelling on the inside of us, for the scripture is quite clear. The Lord is that spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so we have him on the inside of us and in our midst, Christ in us, the hope of glory. He is one with the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, for they are one and same glory. And so again, we see the key. He speaks and it is done. He calls those things that be not as though they are. Remember, Lazarus was already dead, but he is speaking life. Life, life. He was not saying dead, dead, dead. Oh, Martha, your brother is dead. No, he was speaking the things that be not as though they are. And we give God all the glory that Lazarus was resurrected by him in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. And so, what are we to learn from these things? We have to understand the application to you and I as believers. Let's first start with Matthew chapter 8. We will see this set of believers. They were waiting for the Messiah. They were going through the scriptures. They understood what the Lord of the Old Testament will do at his manifestation in the flesh. They knew the same Lord, the person who was called Lord, the Lord God, and his glory. They knew he's the one who will be made manifest in the flesh. And so they knew that all the things he did in the old, he will do in the new much more. He will do much more. And so they were waiting, expecting. And when the time the Holy Ghost was pointing to them that the Messiah will be made manifest, and they knew that that is the time, and the Spirit was pointing out the Messiah to all those who were waiting in faith, all those who allowed the Holy Ghost to teach them and to point out to them the Messiah, they were ready to benefit from him. They were people who were speaking the things that be not as though they were. As soon as they were sure that this is the Messiah, they were speaking the words of faith. They were calling forth the things that be not as though they were, because they were always in the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I tell you, faith does not arise in a day. No. It takes a process of time. You have to allow God to put the word in your heart. And how will you allow God to put the word in your heart? You have to take your Bible and be reading every day. You have to also come to church to hear the word of God, so that he can put the word in your heart. And not only in the heart, also in the soul as well. And so again, we see this story of the leper man, the man with leprosy. Look at how he approached Christ. Please, let's read from Matthew chapter 8. Let's take it from verse 1 to 4. Please, let's go. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, See, thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them in Jesus' name. Look at verse 2. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him. If you understand the Lord God, he believed that that is God in the flesh, God dwelling in the flesh, the Emmanuel, the same Lord God who did all the things in the old. He is now made manifest in the flesh. And so he worshipped him and said, Lord, a confirmation again, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. He did not say to Christ, I have this leprosy. It's been bothering me for so long. I'm a leper. I'm dwelling in the colony of lepers. Oh, this leprosy has been, making my life difficult. No. He spake because he believed. He spake the things that be not as though they are. Cleanliness, cleansing from his leprosy is what he spake. He said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And he was made clean. And so again, we see the words of faith, calling the things that be not as though they are. And that's why the scripture says, let the weak say what? I am strong. Not the weak saying, I am weak, I am weak. No, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say what? I am rich. Faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. That's the God kind of faith. You have to start speaking the things that be not, which is the word of God, the word of promise, into every area of your life. Amen and amen. Let's look at the same Matthew. Let's flip forward to chapter 9, since we're there already. Matthew chapter 9, let's zero down to verses 27 and 28. We all know the story. It is the story of the two blind men. Please let's take it from verse 27. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. Thou son of David, have mercy on us. They knew the Messiah to come is the son of David, from the lineage of David. And so you can see they were crying with knowledge of the Messiah according as is written. They knew the Messiah is filled with mercy, with compassion. He will heal. He is the Son of righteousness with healing in his wings. He will arise upon them that fear him and set them free. Like calves of the stall, loose, growing forth and going in his presence. And so they cried out unto him, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And verse 28 says, And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believeth ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. Notice one thing. Again, they did not say, We are blind, we are blind, we are blind. No. Said, have mercy see upon us. Open eyes is what we want. They did not speak. We are blind, we are blind, we are blind, we are blind. Have mercy upon. No. Faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. And so again, you can see, they did not speak of their state. Many of us, if we're in their position, we would just stand and say, we expect him to see that we are blind. And then you won't say anything. And of course, he will enter into his house. And then we will go away and say, but he saw us. He saw us with blind man's stick. He knew we were blind. He said nothing. Do you know that that is exactly the way and manner we've been treating the spiritual things of God? When we require help from him, we keep speaking the negative. We are blind. Shouldn't he see us? God is not seeing us. Hasn't he seen that we are suffering? Faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. You have to start speaking. Eyesight, seeing. You can make me see. Please, let's open to Mark chapter 5. Let's see another person who spoke the words of faith, and it be unto her. We all know the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Let's zero down to verses 27 to 29. Please, let's go. Okay, let's take it from verse 26. And had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Please underline that, verse 28. For she said, look at what she has said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Faith called the things that be not as though they are. That is what she was saying to herself. If I touch his clothes, I shall be whole, because he is the one who was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. By his stripes we are healed and made whole. He is the Son of righteousness with healing in his wings. And so the woman was not speaking all the bad things she had gone through with the physicians. She was not speaking weakness. No. She was speaking wholeness for herself. And so again, faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. The God kind of faith. She was speaking the word of God, for the Son of righteousness shall arise upon us with healing in his wings. And look at, she said, if I may but touch his clothes, his wings, I shall be what? Made whole. And so again, we cannot do any of this without focusing on the word daily, allowing the word of God to grow in our hearts. So mightily grew the word of God. The word of God has to grow in our hearts. It has to increase in our hearts. Even as faith is increasing. The word of God is also called the word of faith. And I tell you, it will overcome all the negative thoughts, all the negative words. And we will start to speak as God speaks. We will start to speak the words of faith. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we believe and therefore speak. We'll start to speak the word of God that we believe. We won't speak the negative. Please let's flip forward to Mark 10. We all know the story of blind Bartimaeus. Mark 10. Let's zero down to verse 51. We all know the story. Let's first look at verses 47 and 48. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. See another key? He knew the Messiah is the son of David. And verse 48 says, and many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And we all know he was called, let's zero down to verse 51. Jesus knew he was blind. Jesus knew everything about you and I. Nothing is hid from his eyes. He knows all things. He knows our state. But look at verse 51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. I tell you, many of us, if we've been asked, what do you want me to do to you? Many of us will wonder and say, doesn't he see I'm blind? Doesn't he see I'm so weak? I can't help myself. Doesn't he see I have rags on and I'm poor? And we will go away offended. Or else we will just keep mum. Or else we will be griping and say, but I'm blind. Can't you see I'm blind? Oh, I'm poor. See, I've not eaten for 5 days. I'm so poor. I don't have any job. We'll be moaning and griping. That is not faith. You have to start calling the things that be not as though they are. And the things that be not are the word of promise, the word of God. And so the blind man said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. That I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. Eyes to see, sight, is what blind Bartimaeus spoke to the Lord. And so you and I too, we have to start speaking the word of God, the word of promise. We have to start searching the scriptures. The scriptures is also called the word of promise to you and I, sealed by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is the blood of covenant. And the word of God, also called the word of promise from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, is the word of promise. And the Holy Spirit given to you and I is the Spirit of promise, is the promised Holy Spirit who will guide us, making us to understand the word of God, the word of promise, so that we can start to believe. And by him too, faith, he's the Spirit of faith. Start to speak the things that be not as though they are into every area of our lives. We will quit griping and moaning and murmuring. For he will not do those murmurs. He does things according to his word. And so again, we have to see. Do not speak what the enemy is doing. This is what we have to learn. Yes, we're in a bad state, in quote, but God knows what is wrong in our lives. He knows what we're going through. He does not expect you to say it to him. Say his word. Speak what God has done. For the things that be not are already done. All you have to do is learn, know them, have faith in them, believe in them, and start to speak the very words of promise. Speak them to God. You see, the blind man, Bartimaeus, he spoke wholeness, sight. The leper spoke cleansing. Everyone spake the word of God. We have to understand the things that be not, which are the promises of God, health, strength, riches, blessings, start speaking them. Help from God, start speaking them, not griping about what the enemy is doing. God will not perform lies. He will not perform what the enemy is doing. He performs only his word. And I tell you, the things that be not are the word of God. And when we speak the things that be not, he himself will perform the word of himself that we are speaking. And so, blind Bartimaeus spake sight. He received sight. The leper spake cleansing. He received cleansing from leprosy. We see all these things. The woman with the issue of blood spake wholeness. She received wholeness. Faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. Please, let's open to 1 Corinthians. Let's look at things there. And then we'll also look at Isaiah chapter 59. Sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Let's take it from verse 18 to 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 18 to 20. Please, let's go. But as God is true, our word towards you was not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. And so again, you see, the things that be not, which are the words of promises, which are the words of God, they are yea and amen. It is done in Christ. And we give God all the glory that we have his spirit with us and in our midst. And he himself visits his own daily. And so start speaking the words of God, the things that be not. Start calling the things that be not as though they are, so that you can have in your life the manifestations of the word of promise. You can receive from him when he comes, as you are speaking the word of God, same way as they received from him in his days in the earthen vessel. Same way as they received from him even before he was made manifest in the Old Testament. These are things we have to understand, the God kind of faith. Please, let's open to Isaiah chapter 59 so that we will understand what the Lord is saying to you and I. Please let's read verses 20 and 21. Please let's go. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. You can see that those who received help from him in his days in the earthen vessel, they were fulfilling this very scripture. The word of God never departed from their mouth. They were not speaking lies. For to gripe and to murmur is to speak lies. Those are not the words of God. Let the weak say, I am strong. Not that the weak should say, I am weak, I am weak, I am weak. No. Let the blind say, I can see, I have sight. Let the poor say, I am rich. And so again, we see what the Lord is saying. My spirit that is upon thee, we thank God that his spirit is upon us. And his spirit is in our heart. And my words which I have put in thy mouth. Please underline that. We have to allow him to put the words of promise, the words of blessing into our heart. And it will flow through our mouth. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the word of God cannot flow from our mouth if it's not in our heart. And how can it be in our heart if we are not studying the word of God daily, even if it's one verse? It is for your good to have the word of God in your heart so that it can flow out of your mouth. So that our God, who is in our midst, can perform the very words that you are speaking out of your mouth, which is his word. He won't perform murmurings. He won't perform griping, moaning, whinging. He won't. Those who do that, they are destroyed in the desert, says the scriptures. He performs the word of himself. And we all know that we have what we say. If blind Bartimaeus had told him, I'm blind, he would not have been able to do anything, for you have what you say. These are things we have to truly understand. Many of us, we've been running helter-skelter, speaking lies. In other words, speaking words that are not of God. We've been speaking the problems of life. And the problems of life, they are lies before God. Because God is truth. He has spoken solution. He has spoken health. He has spoken blessing. He has spoken strength. Anything contrary to the word of God is not of him. They are lies. And so again, the word of God must not depart out of our mouth. Faith calleth the things that be not. The God kind of faith calleth the things that be not, which are the words of promise, as though they are. That is the faith the Lord expects us to have. We have to come up higher in this new year. We have to really start speaking the words of his blessing. Please, we have to keep saying the words of blessing, keep speaking in agreement or keep saying what God is saying. It's so important. It is very important. I repeat again, keep saying the words of blessing. Keep speaking in agreement or keep saying what God is saying. What God is saying is the word of promise. Is the word of promise. Can the two work together except they be agreed? If he comes in on the scene of our lives, he needs to hear his words. He needs to hear you and I speaking in agreement with him, speaking his own words, the very words he has put in our heart, flowing forth from our mouth. If not, he will not do anything. And so many of us have remained in that state of griping, speaking negative words that we have not received help from him, and it is our own doing. We have failed to go back to the word of God and start looking into the word of God and come to the congregation of the saints and hear the word of God, so that as we continue to hear and hear with a sincere heart, he will put his word in our heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If the word of promise is not in your heart, it can't flow from your mouth. Forget it. Also, we have to truly understand that we have what we say. We are made in the image of God. And we have to know that we have creative powers. God is the creator. We, his sons, we are of the same spirit, and so we have creative powers too. As he is, so are we in this world. And I tell you, when we speak negative, we give the power to the devil. We give him permission to afflict us and to continue to afflict us. We prolong the afflictions of life by our words. Please, let's open to Numbers 14, let's take it from verse 26 to 29. And we all know the story. They went to spy out the promised land, the 12 spies, and two of them came back with good report in line with the word of God. They spake exactly as God spake, for they saw with the eyes of the Spirit what God himself saw and is seeing. But the other 10 came back with lies, evil report. They are lies. And of course, the whole congregation, they accepted the nation, they accepted the lies. And look at what the Lord said. Verse 26 says, and the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. So again, you see a key. They murmured, and it is those negative things, the lies that they murmured, that is that is in their, you know, that be unto them. And so again, you have to understand the God kind of faith. We have to realize we need to come up higher. Please, let's open to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's zero down to verse 10. The God kind of faith, we have to understand, we cannot afford to be speaking problems. No, you have what you say. The God kind of faith that speaks and collect those things that be not as though they are. We have to start operating in such faith. This is the higher calling of God. We need to come up higher. We need to make sure we increase in faith so that we start to call the promises of God, the word of promise, the word of God, that be not as though they are in our lives. We need to start sowing them into every area of our lives. Stop speaking problems. Start speaking the solution, which is the word of God, the word of promise. Please, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's zero down to verse 10. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Please, let's read it again. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Who is the destroyer? Satan. So we have to understand, speaking negative is setting ourselves up for destruction by the destroyer. That's why the scripture says, my people perish for lack of knowledge of truth. For those who know truth, the truth is in the heart, and they speak forth truth from the heart. But ignorance, not knowing truth, not knowing the way of the word of God, and speaking lies, which are wrong doctrines and the problems of life, they lead to destruction. It is quite clear. I will encourage us to read the whole of that chapter. It speaks about them, really, what happened. And he's also warning us. Now, look at verse 11. Now, all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Therefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. And so again, no hardship of life, no affliction of life is so great as to be an excuse to be murmuring, to complain and gripe about it. No, there is no excuse for not speaking the word of God at all times. We've seen the blind man, the two blind men, the man with leprosy. Everyone spake the words of faith. Faith calleth the things that be not as though they are. So the afflictions of life, they are not excuses for us to be speaking negative things. They are not excuses for us not to speak the word of God. Let's give him all the glory. We will continue with this next time. We'll be looking at how the process of getting the word into our heart, how God does this, and then helping us to speak, so that in good and bad times, we will still be speaking the word of God. Next time we would do that. Please, let's give him all the glory. And so again, we see we need to come up higher in faith. The God kind of faith is the faith that calleth those things that be not as though they are, and those things that be not, they are the word of promise, also called the word of God. In other words, we need to be speaking the word of God at all times, in good times, in the days of trouble, days of affliction. We need to continue to speak the word of God. The word of God is the solution. We need to be speaking the solution, not the problem. We need to be speaking the things that be not as though they are. The word of promise is the things that be not. They are the solution. We need to be speaking them into every area of our lives. And we thank God that this morning we have the opportunity to speak the word of God in his presence into every area of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen. Please, let's thank him for the word that we have shared. Let's give him all the glory. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us to understand. Thank you, Lord of Glory, for helping us to know what we need to do. Lord, we bless you. For Lord, you love us as your children. You care for us. You want to help us. Lord of glory, we thank you. We give you all the glory that you have purposed for us to be like you. As you are, so are we in this world. And Lord, we have accepted, Lord. As you are, so are we, Lord. And we give you all the glory for helping us, Lord. Thank you for manifesting in every life under the sound of my voice your word. As you are, so are we in this world. Lord, we bless you. Every one of us in this church and everyone that nameth the name of the Lord Jesus on the face of the earth. We, your body, as you are, so are we in this world, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord of glory. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.